I'm here with Raymond McLaughlin, joint manager of St Michael's. Raymond, we just joked there that was entertaining for myself. You were saying it was hard stopping for you. What a championship match.
It was completely end to end, especially the last 15-20 minutes. It was like a basketball game. It was just up and down the pitch, and both teams trying to win the game. Both teams needed the points badly. For us, we were trying to get promotion. For them, they were trying to stay in the senior championship.
Yeah. And half time, I think going into this match, obviously St Michael's were favourites, even though St Oz were at home. They had a tough three games before that, but it looked like they were coming out with, I suppose, that kind of real championship bite. I mean, there was a real element that they were playing the first half maybe we weren't expecting.
Oh, for sure. Listen, we kind of realised during the week that these boys were going to be fighting for their lives, and this is our first time. I've been up here in about 15 years. We probably forgot how tough a place it is to come because we haven't played them in so long. But no, we got a real reality check within 10 minutes that they were here, and their intentions were they were going to stick it on us, and their aim was to win the game, and they made it very, very difficult for us in the first half. They were deservedly 2 points up at half time, Nick.
Yeah, just at that half time, 6-4 down. I mean, it looked like whatever words you said at half time, you've come out much better in the second half, had the first 3 points, and at that point we're lording it at midfield and really we're asking a lot of questions. You must have been happy with that response.
Yeah, we cleaned it up, our basics at the beginning of the game. We were getting turned over, making silly unforced errors, and they punished us. To their credit, they punished us, and we cleaned that up, especially the first 10 minutes of the second half, and we started to get a bit of a foothold, and then they started to get a few kickouts away, and they got up the other end and got a few scores, and became helter skelter again, became the basketball match as it was.
Yeah, and at 11 each, they were sitting in, and you were owning possession. They were kind of hitting you in the break. They looked dangerous in the break, particularly the fitness of McCall and Mogan. And that break that ended up with Mogan up the pitch, where he could have tapped at the ball of the bar, he gave it inside, and your defence went in and swarmed it. That was the moment, I think, where maybe for them they would look and think that's where they maybe, if they got a goal there, could have won the match.
Yeah, they got we got turned over there on our 45, and we had everyone up. We're pushing to try and get the win because we're playing against a bit of a. Bit of a breeze there, and they turned us over, and next thing there was maybe a 6-on-2, and I suppose probably they'll be disappointed. They had a lot of good players up the pitch with Stewart, Patter and Griffin, and they just didn't get anything. Luckily for us, they didn't get anything off us, and we managed to get up the pitch and get another score.
Yeah, and two ones in a draw and a defeat then, Raymond. You've been happy with the championship so far, and I haven't got the calculator out yet, but I think you're in the quarters.
Hopefully, Brendan. We're not sure yet. We haven't heard any of the scores around the grounds now, but we're probably disappointed. The first weekend, we're probably a wee bit disappointed not to come away with the win, but listen, the Coons were pushed us all the way and we got the draw, but we're probably disappointed again last weekend with the Niamh Connell performance. We felt it was probably closer than what it showed, but listen, we're happy to be on 5 points, and hopefully that should get us to a quarter final.